boss is a slob. He's on my back nearly all day long. It seems like everything I do is wrong.
Well, but I finally got a job.
Shout out.
He says to me,
get the boxes, take them to the basement, or do the job better. I get a replacement.
You
get the mop and clean the dirty floors, and when you finish, wipe the windows and the doors.
Never quit my brand new job.
Working all day and I'm working all night.
Never quit my brand new
job.
This song is dedicated to some people with whom I had the pleasure of spending over half the years I've lived till now, when we've come to our fork in the road. And though our feet may travel a different path from now on, I want them to know how I feel about them, and that I wish them well.
Sweet harmony, go on and blow on, stay in perfect tune through your unfamiliar song. Make the world aware that you're still going strong. Your joy all around the world. Spread your joy all around the world. Sweet harmony, yeah. Go on and blow on. I believe spread your
Sweet Harmony. Smoking.
A tribute to the Miracles.
Man.
He was telling them to go on as he went his way.
I had no idea where that came from. Mm-hmm. Never heard that song before. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that backstory on that.
Yeah.
Oh, my, my. Because you guys know Smokey Robinson. No, it was first the Miracles. Mm-hmm. The Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Mm-hmm. Before he went on. Smokey was also VP of Motown Records.
Yeah.
VP there.
Yeah.
So he contributed so much to Motown. The one of my favorite labels and companies, mm-hmm. Recording companies, Motown. Mm-hmm. Is so much to that history, because if you go back, and Professor, you've been back, like I said, we early in the broadcast, we mentioned the autobiography that you did by Michael Jackson, bless his soul, right? And mm-hmm. I know that you've done extensive research, you've written about it, you talked about it, but Motown has a rich history.
Oh, gosh.
They didn't grow up, when Motown first started, they didn't have a high tower or elaborate building mm-hmm. to record from. If you look at it, was a house.
It was a house.
And look at who mm-hmm. came out of that. Martha and the Vandellas.
Yep.
Mary Wells, mm-hmm. Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder,
all
the Jackson Five, mm-hmm. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Four Tops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing so much. The Funk Brothers. It's
man,
so much
got it all.
On. Professor, what did I leave out?
You got it all, man. You know, it was the house. 2648 West Grand Boulevard.
See, he got the address right there for you, folks.
Okay. And look at what was in there. Not only was there the recording studio, there was the archival library. You had the publishing office for Jobet Publishing. You had Berry Gordy's side company, Berry Gordy Jr. Enterprises. You had the finance department. You had artists and personal development department. And you had also the house next door for the administrative offices. Then you had ITMI, the International Talent Management Office. I mean,
wow.
Gordy was something else.
Well, yeah, and you know what?
Mm.
I'd be remiss
mm-hmm.
if I didn't mention the Supremes.
Oh,
Diana
yes.
Ross and the Supremes.
Yes, of course.
And on. Look at the artists that came out of there.
Brewster Douglas projects, yes. Mm-hmm.
How many? Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
And you talked about this more many times than I can even think about right now. Who came out of Brewster Douglas?
All those people that you have mentioned, and then Smokey was in there, but Smokey, he was like a block and a half away from Aretha, and as children,
they were great friends too.
As children, they were playmates. Yes, so there was energy in Detroit in the 40s, and must have been something in the water.
It had to be. It so had to be.
Come out great or something.
All of those people mm-hmm. in that area.
Yeah.
You know, like I say, coming out of the Brewster Douglas, right?
Yes.
The projects mm-hmm. then. And then in that circumference, in that area,
mm-hmm.
all of that talent. How mm-hmm. do you find all of that talent in such a small space, so to speak? How do you?
Man, it was just there. Hell, the Funk Brothers, you mentioned the Funk Brothers. Gordy went to the Detroit jazz clubs to get the Funk Brothers, out of there.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
We talking about greatness, folks. Just greatness to me. So much music, and we got more music than we have time right now. Let's get to this one.
You're talking about Detroit. Ooh. You're talking about Detroit, Bishop Don Juan. Oh, wouldn't that be a show? Oh my God. Wouldn't that be a show?
Let's do it.
Pimpnosis.
Ooh.
3 hours of pimp music.
Pimp.
That's it.
That's right.
All right, man. I got it.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, I have a story for this.
This is one of my favorite. I didn't realize this was her.
Yeah. Oh. First single.
this jam. You better ask somebody.
Treated me kind, sweet destiny.
Are you serious right now?
Carried me through desperation.
Kick back, grab a glass.
To the one that was waiting for me. It took so long. Still I believe somehow the one that I needed would find me eventually. I had a vision of a love, and it was all that you've given to me.
Stop the presses. Stop the presses.
July of 1990, the Arsenio Hall show. I remember that night that this new young lady, and it was a big deal. It was a big deal because, you know, Tommy Mottola, you know, that was his baby, and he was there, and Arsenio Hall brought her out, and
it was over.
It was over. The whole house was on their feet and she was brand new. And then, you know, you go to bed, whatever. And then, you know, the next day and a couple days later, you start hearing the song everywhere.
And, everywhere. And,
you know, it was like about maybe about 5 days later, I saw the video and I was like, okay, I got to get this. And maybe she's going to stick around for, then the fall of 90 came and she was everywhere. And then I can't read it, but
it's sounding awesome.
Sounding awesome. And then in the spring of 91, because she was such a huge hit, Sony had to put out Emotions. The second album.
I had that. I had it.
But you know, it kind of.
I had it.
I remember how I felt back then. That kind of rubbed me the wrong way because it wasn't even a complete year. You know, you just never saw anything like that before. It used to be, you know, an artist, you would have to wait a full year. I look back now and I get it because of the laws of supply and demand. But that is a testament to how strong the demand was that here's this industry that had to break its own rules because here was an artist that was so hot, you had to get something out as quickly as possible. Never seen anything like that since.
Look, I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Mm-hmm. Love Mariah Carey from the beginning. Mm-hmm. That song, Vision of Love, I didn't realize that was her first one, but I loved it. I had it. Yeah. And subsequently, I had all of her music because we're talking about female artists, which there are so many great ones out here, but there are few that are five octaves.
Did you get that post I sent you on Facebook about the female artists with the five octave range?
I don't.
I'll resend it.
Please resend it.
If I can find
female.
It.
Oh, that's another show, isn't it?
There you go. Okay.
Another show.
I'll write it down.
Five octaves over soprano. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, there are only, you know what? Guess what? There aren't that many. I mean, in the scope of it all.
In the scope of it
all. Of the great female artists out here. Mm-hmm. Five octaves over soprano. Can you imagine? As a matter of fact, then you start getting into what they call the whistle register.
Oh boy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, oh my God. Mariah Carey. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. How about Whitney? Maybe one or two octaves over, maybe not five.
I can't say about her, but Minnie Riperton.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh my. I'm going to tell this story real quick because we have more music than we have time to talk, right? Yep, that's exactly right. I had the pleasure of seeing, oh my goodness, Minnie Riperton. Guess where, Professor?
At the Mosque.
At the Mosque Auditorium, downtown Richmond, Virginia, several years ago. And she was the opening act. It was her and George Benson. George Benson was the headliner. But, folks, as history, and I'm going to give you the history where I see it. She stole the concert. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stole the entire concert. She was so awesome. And I was not a huge Minnie Riperton fan at that time.
Mm-hmm.
After seeing her in person, I said, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
She just tore it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just tore it up.
Mm-hmm.
She was so awesome that she had to come back on George Benson's set. He brought her on his set.
Mm.
And she helped him close out the show.
God,
one of the greatest concerts I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen many. Wow. Let's get back to the music. Yes. This is Monday Night Madness.
Okay.
Janet Jackson. Young Love.
Ah, ha, 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 ha.
This is Monday Night Madness.
This was when she was teeny bopper.
Oh, what a great show. I'm loving every minute of this.
You
It's Janet Jackson. And now, wow, wow, Professor.
Pre-Jammin' Lewis. You know, that was, yeah. We're talking like 82, there. And that was when, Joe was managing, there. And that was also the album that some of the brothers were, on backing vocals and, producing. But, those first two albums didn't do anything, you know, so she had to break away. She had to face her father and her family on her two feet and say to him, no, I'm doing this my way. Now I'm in control.
Ooh,
control.
I remember that video. As a matter of fact, that video depicts it all. Remember?
Yeah.
She was leaving the house.
Yeah.
And
the time was there because Control is just a contrived time song.
And Dad didn't want her to leave the house, and she said, hey, I've got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, little backstory.
Mm.
Remember, she was known as an actor.
That's right.
On Good Times, am I correct?
Good Times, Different Strokes, Brand New Family.
Right. Mm-hmm. But let's go to Good Times for a minute, because I remember Good Times, you had JJ, you had Michael, but you also had Thelma.
Bernadette Stanis, yes.
Bernadette Stanis. Let me just tell you a real quick story because we got to go to the Showstopper, which is coming up.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Which have a little hint to you guys, Curtis Mayfield and Jerry Butler. All right, coming up. But anyway, I had a chance of meeting Thelma.
And how much did she charge you? Let me shut up.
Yeah, please. Okay. Too much coffee. Is that coffee or Sprite? It's a mixture, folks. Those are two dangerous combinations. The professor had coffee and he had Sprite. Okay. But anyway, Bernadette Stanis. Okay. She was on Good Times, right?
Uh-huh.
And then along with a little Janet Jackson at that time. But I had a chance of meeting her.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
Now I had the opportunity and the pleasure of singing with two of her brothers in the choir.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
And she came.
At the church that you attended?
Yes.
Oh.
And she came to visit her brothers. And I had the pleasure of having dinner with her and her brothers. And that's right. And her real name isn't Bernadette Stanis.
I kind of don't want to know because
her real name is Bernadette Stanisloff.
Oh.
But the producers, just like in marketing, they will change your names for branding purposes.
Of course, yes.
Right?
Yes.
But she was absolutely wonderful. Just a really, really nice person, right?
Okay.
Just really, really sweet. And I had a chance of meeting her personally.
Okay.
Yes, right. Thelma met her. Oh, my God. My God. Mm-hmm. Folks, you're going to hear stories here on Monday Night Madness. We're going to share with you our personal experiences, artists that we've met, that we had a chance to affiliate with, or artists that we studied, and the professor. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It's the 23,
thank
right?
Thank you for having me. The 23.
23. And the professor and I, we've been together for a while, and so you guys know.
I think it's
to put on a production, it takes both of us and some of our background people, people that you don't hear about. And I have to give a huge shout out to our program director, our program manager, a high tech guy that's in charge of our all of our social media and also our website. That is my grandson, Mr. Kaven Jackson. Brilliant job. Thank you so much, son, for doing everything that you do for us. The professor comes up with the theme and I do some other things. Okay, too much to mention right now, but it takes a while and it takes a lot of work to put on the production. And for that, when you guys tell us how much you love what we do and acknowledge us, that means everything. So keep it locked, keep it loaded. Tell your friends about this magnificent show, this magnificent station, and just let us know what you think, right? So go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com. Please go to the website and leave a comment. We need you to subscribe and leave a comment. It is free. But also, For that reason, there's some contests coming up, some cash prizes. You know, last year we gave away some gas cars, we gave away some apparel, things of that nature.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It will only happen for you if you subscribe to StudioWBuzz.com. It's just that easy. Click on archive shows, click on any other platform off the homepage, and then subscribe. Click on archive shows for us, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And tell us what you want. This show will be up in the next 24 hours. If you missed it, you want to share with a friend or hear it again, go to StudioWBuzz.com. Folks, our time is up, but the show never stops. It never stops. StudioWBuzz.com. We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And Professor, the showstopper.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we may, we would just like to...
Curtis Mayfield.
All right.
Jerry Butler.
Before us, we have...
For Your Precious Love.
Ooh. And I count myself as part of us.
That's
the
it.
The group
Thank
known
you.
As The Impressions. Still The Impressions. However, we speak on The Impressions because maybe just for once we'd like to just speak on the value of all the people that was a part of this group and all the great things that has come from it. Off to the left of me, Brother Jerry Butler, long time producer. I've known Jerry for like, what, how long?
It was back about 1953, 54, someplace like that.
Actually, this is the way we got together, and this fella here came up with a group known as the Roosters, right?
My.
Well, we didn't get Fred's name. What's your name, Fred?
Fred Cash.
I'm going to let your son maybe speak on the song we want to present to you while I play on it.
Well, this is a tune that takes us back to 1958, a tune entitled For Your Precious Love.
So lonely.
If people would just get read the Bible and read the book of Revelation, they would really turn around and straighten up. This is all we need to do, is just get the good book, read it, put it to everyday life.
Sisters! Niggas! Whiteys! Jews! Crackers! Don't worry. If there's hell below, we're all gonna go!
Yeah. something on my mind. Won't somebody please, please tell me what's wrong?
You're just a fool, you know you're in love.
I wanna cry. That's why I think that's too many times in my life. to do to make you love me too?
Making me dance. make me over. Now that I do anything for you, don't make me over. Make me over. Now that I can't make it without you, don't make me over. I wouldn't change one thing about you. Just take me inside your arms and hold me tight and always be by my side.
Listen to Studio The Button, it's your local radio network.
Baby, I need your love. Baby, I need your love. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight. Cause I'm so lonely. All in the hurts.
simple.